The thing that I'm telling you about is a graphic design company that set this up. Ghostbusters flowchart. Yeah, so, wow, there's a lot of them out there.
Ghostbusters.
One of them's actually showing you who to call. Damn it, none of these are the right one.
Is there something strange in your neighborhood? Arrow down. Call Ghostbusters.
Diagram.
Is there
maybe
something weird and it don't look good? Arrow down. Call Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's what some of these literally are. We're recording. You want to hit the theme?
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From Asmacore Studios near Detroit, Michigan, it's the Weedsman Podcast.
You want to get high?
And now, here are the Weedsmen.
Hey, we're
what up?
I guess we're the Weedsmen, huh?
What up?
Weedsmen.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
I'm Chris.
I'm Big Rob.
Hey, Big Rob.
And that's me playing bass.
Yes.
That's me playing bass.
Aaron made this music.
I made that.
I like it.
That's a little groove.
It's called Hot Dog, or at least it's what...
It's called Hot Dog Galaxies, actually, is the full name, which is, I think I shortened it to Hot Dog.
Ah.
Hot Dog.
I like Hot Dog better.
It's another edition of the Weedsman Podcast. Welcome.
What up?
ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you to everybody. We get the... I'm addicted to seeing the numbers go up every day. You know, it's people... More and more people visit every day.
It's pretty awesome.
And the Weedsman, I would like to... The Weedsman is holding strong. There's other shows that have come up and I get the download reports every day or every hour if I want, and it's the Weedsman is holding strong. So thank you to everybody who is supporting the Weedsman. Thank you to Leafly.
They're awesome.
They favorite our tweets all the time. They send me a t-shirt. Thanks to them.
Waiting for some bumper stickers though.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm gratuitous.
Let's get on the retweets. Thank you to new shows on the Christopher Media Network, the Toddzilla X-Pod. Check this shit out. Everybody who's heard it so far has loved it.
Awesome. Yeah. Great show.
Yeah, rave reviews. Make sure you're unregimented.
The Not metal- for the faint of heart.
Yes.
Definitely.
The Toddzilla podcast, I mean.
Yeah, the Metalhead Offensive. Those guys are out of Tampa.
Also
yeah.
Not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
You want in your face metal?
Those guys are pretty serious about their metal.
Eminem Question Everything. They're out of Rochester, New York. They have their own website too, question-everything.net.
Check them out.
Make sure you look up Christopher Media on Facebook and Twitter. You could follow this show at the Weedsman 420 on Twitter. I'm making sure I'm saying the right term for the right social media websites. Yeah, likes Facebook, follows Twitter.
And hit the bowl. Yeah, so we're enjoying this is some kind of sour diesel strain. I wish we had better information, but I think next time we're going to do some more research on the maybe try and get some history of the strains
when
that we smoked.
I was breaking it up last night. I definitely could smell the diesel.
Had the diesel smell to it, which is kind of like a chemically smell, right?
Are we going right or left, guys? I know the song.
I mean, we
says...
all got. We don't even have to pass it. We've got so much going around here.
Well, you just told me to hit a bowl, and you gave me a bong.
Well, I didn't want to hog the bong all to myself, but you know, whatever. Give me this bong.
I like the bong. I want the
bong.
Well,
here, I'll trade you. Oh, I'll just trade you then.
Then we'll do this.
Oh,
I want to go on the Jack Daniels tour. I want to meet Linda Davis.
Oh, we need video. This is like a Three Stooges skit trying. Yeah.
Just pass something.
Everybody
get
away,
okay?
God.
Smoke something.
I'm just waiting for a 2x4 to smack me in the back of my head.
Wise guy, huh?
Just enjoying some nice, healthy marijuana.
Yeah, apparently...
Non-carcinogens.
Aaron was saying today, apparently smoking pot, saying it makes you healthier is a misnomer.
No, but it's not healthy. It's not like the...
But not hurting, I guess, is the point.
I'm not one of those where like, hey, anything, man, you got migraine, smoke pot, you know, you got the flu, smoke pot. There are times like when I get sick, I just have to stop smoking or else you're not going to get better. It can do things to suppress your immune system. That's a fact. Not in any severe way, just when your immune system already is somewhat compromised by illness. There was one kind of weirder news story, which about a hospital in China, and they were doing research on
is this the one with the jerk off machine?
Paraquat. With jerk off machine.
Yeah.
Derailed that one. Why?
What no, is it? Because it was
I gotta know.
Well, it was all the rage on the internet this week. I saw it from at least like 3 or 4 people. Let me type it into our friend the Google here.
Wait, let me guess. The Japanese invented a robot that jerks you off?
Yes.
Basically, yeah.
It's a machine that jerks you off.
Is it voice commanded? Otherwise, it's useless.
No, I think it's push button.
There we go. Chinese.
Or touchscreen. It's touchscreen.
Ew.
Yeah.
Chinese sperm collecting machine.
Yeah.
And
oh, the drone's like medical equipment.
Yes.
Yeah, it's serious medical equipment.
Like a for real thing, I swear to God.
Find it in hospitals in Japan.
My first my first question was, does it make breakfast?
I think it really
doesn't call you.
Do you have to take it out for
breakfast?
Listen,
if it's going to be the most efficient at collecting sperm, it's got to be voice commanded because you got to be like, slow down, slow down.
Hey, you know what its best feature is? Off button.
Less aperture. Yep. You're scraping me with the aperture.
Ow. Ow. I feel aperture again, I swear.
And can you fit a wig on it?
As a mannequin's head, you can do whatever you want.
Is it like Siri? Will it let you give you a name? Or can you give it a name?
Oh, okay. It's going to be like going to the dentist and they ask you what flavor of a shit you want. And you're thinking like, you get to pick what shape pussy you want. No. Like we have Jenna Jameson. We have
what's funny too is the picture of it is somebody's got their finger in it and it's
yeah his lady's putting her finger in the hole
and the phone of the first comments made on it and what I find it funny was a girl is like, why do they have their finger in there, do they know right. what's been in there?
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah. You said Chinese hospital and my brain just went immediately to that because that's in a Chinese hospital.
Are there guys that have a problem like jerking off?
It looks no, but what it looks like it's for like a it's for sperm banks. It's like an automated
like a
thing.
Fleshlight.
Dude, it looks
well.
Like
maybe it's because like, there's such a stigma. I have no idea.
It looks like
idea.
A fleshlight that's to attached it, yeah. to an electronic scale. It's probably like you're fucking a
yeah,
scale.
Yeah, with an iPad built yeah. into the scale.
So so the Chinese, you know, the Japanese would do just make the women do it.
Right.
Fucking, you built a machine.
Oh, I wish I had a racist gong sound effect right now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But the story that I read was about a hospital in Shenzhen, China. They were studying paraquat, which is
you just make that up and it sounds right?
Yeah.
Shenzhen.
I tried to say it real fast so nobody would know that I didn't know how to pronounce it. But paraquat is a pesticide that's used around the world and is actually, as most pesticides are, detrimental to people's health. And they were studying this and how during the study of it, they actually found that, I guess this was used for a brief time by the government, the U.S. government, to spray on top of marijuana crops that were growing in Mexico so that it would be contaminated and unsmokable once it reached the U.S. Well, it turns out that a number of people just fucking smoked it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't see any negative effects from it.
That's what you
really
do with pot. You smoke it.
And, or at least not as much as they were used to seeing from being exposed to this pesticide. So what they actually did is try to reproduce those results in rats. So this is not a definitive study, but what they did is they have a synthetic for the cannabinoid, the CB2, one of the active ingredients, right? And it activates that cannabinoid receptor in the brain, in rats and in humans. And the presence of that was seen to reduce or mitigate these lung afflictions that these rats had from breathing in this pesticide.
Where'd you learn that, Cheech? Drug school.
Right. So
if you smoke cigarettes, just smoke pot and it'll cancel it out. Is that what we're saying?
Well, no, this was specific. This was specific to paraquat.
Wild and reckless.
But no, but speaking of cigarettes, though, this was the bigger news here. This was International Journal of Cancer. This month, they reported that they did a study of 2,100 patients that were studied to see what the results of smoking cigarettes were on their health and what the results of smoking pot were on their health. There were no cases shown to have people getting cancer from smoking pot. So, according to this journal, no increased risk of lung cancer from inhaling weed. It is not a carcinogen, according to this is one study, and I'm sure there's people that are going to challenge it.
Right.
But show me studies on the opposite, you know?
There's none out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, people will argue this, but show me the evidence for it causing cancer. You know, and speaking of that's interesting that we do still have this ignorance about this, because one of the people that's fighting against the tide that we're experiencing now with legalization and a whole kind of overhaul of our idea of what this drug is and how we should or can consume it. And one of the people that's rallying against this is Andy Harris. He's a Republican from Maryland. And he, because they're looking at decriminalizing marijuana in the District of Columbia, which I think we mentioned on last week's Weedsman. He's fighting the decriminalization in D.C. And here's his quote. There is more evidence every day that this is not safe.
From?
Yeah. Didn't go further as to like what that evidence might be. We've been doing our research since we started this podcast. Certainly it's been a...
You can hear that research going on right now.
Right, yeah. It's certainly been a topic that we've been that we've kept on top of just in our personal lives. But if we're going to talk about this, you know, I want to be well informed. I'm not seeing any studies, even cockamamie studies that you can just easily disprove. There's not even those out there that are saying that this is harmful. Like, right. So
cockamamie?
Cockamamie. Yes.
Cockamamie.
Cockamamie as most journalism.
If I wasn't so high right now, I'd be mocking you for
your
choice of a word.
Right, old ass vocabulary.
Of a word older than us.
Man speaks proper English.
Cockamamie?
Yeah.
Gee willikers.
It's a hootenanny.
Proper, just outdated. I mean, there are still a lot of level-headed people in our government when it comes to this issue.
You said level-headed people in our government in the same sentence.
Yeah, I did.
You're aware of that. You know, people can hear this, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously, Michelle Leonhardt doesn't control everything at the DEA.
Man, you got it. Apparently, we have a shit list, and she is on it.
She's on.
Well, we're gonna get we still need to get a whiteboard in here, and we're going to make the Weedsman shit list, and then this lady.
The DEA is actually they're presenting a case to the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, to reclassify marijuana. That's a good question. I guess this is where my knowledge falls short a little bit because we hear the term Schedule 1.
Is it going to go on double secret probation? Or
that term gets thrown around a lot, but I'm like, what's the other one? Is it Schedule 2? Or is it just not scheduled? I mean, what's the alternative? And everything seems to be Schedule 1. Certainly if weed is, it's like, what's not? You know, cough syrup? I mean, it's in the same classification right now as far as how it's handled federally for, you know, determining prison terms and fines and any kind of punishment or enforcement of law. It's treated the same as cocaine, as psilocybin mushrooms, as acid, as anything out there. So there only seems to be one category, but they're trying to get that separated out of there. I imagine just because of resources. They don't have the resources to focus on marijuana anymore because it's a waste of
fucking time.
It's not the drug that all the crime is surrounding.
No, it's meth.
Still coke. Still a lot of coke out there.
Yeah, I saw Scarface.
Hyena.
I saw that movie with Johnny Depp. You know what I found staggering about that movie? That's that statistic they threw around in that movie. That if you did cocaine in the late 70s or the early 80s, what did he say there was wasn't it like a 90% chance it was from them? It was something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Talking about blow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought we were talking about Scarface. No, but so what's your issue with that?
I just think that's a crazy ass, like, I mean, good for you, kind of? I mean, like, that's
a hell of a distribution.
Yeah,
like, okay, but it's not provable by any stretch of the imagination. It's not like anybody tracked any of this.
No one came out to say that guy's fucking lying.
Yeah.
How could you challenge him? Because you have no evidence. There's no numbers to point at.
Now.
There's no numbers to point at anywhere. So you can just make wild claims like that. So yeah, I mean, it sounds like bullshit. But doesn't it make for a better story?
Yeah, because we're telling it right now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you how cool
made
that
a movie
was.
About it.
But then again, I mean, that's the same attitude that Michael Moore takes a lot of times. It's more about getting the idea across than being actually factually correct.
Pesky facts.
Facts
schmacks. Hey, you could work for the media.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This is the fucking Weedsman podcast.
I know, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck do you think this is? I'm going to hit this bowl and we're going to change the subject.
You never got high before? Sometimes you talk about conspiracies.
Talk about conspiracies. We could talk about the watermelon conspiracy where they recently found a
I got to see a picture of this.
Yeah.
I got to see a picture of this.
Well, apparently they found a truck full of watermelons coming through the border in Canada or in the United States and Mexico. And further inspection,
that is the most
they opened up one of these watermelons and it contained tons of marijuana. They're saying it was made in millions of dollars.
But it was actually disguised as
Yeah, it was was painted. It was airbrushed to look like a watermelon. And like the
what, it was shaped like a watermelon?
The Border Patrol people were, yeah, they were actually compressed. The marijuana was compressed into balls to look like watermelons. And then they were painted, you know, they paint them that way and put them into the, like, a produce truck, try and get them over the border. And they said, you know, they caught millions of dollars worth of product that, I mean, they were amazed by the quality of the paint job. I mean, it looked like watermelon.
Did it really look like water? Did you see a picture?
Nice.
Yeah, I can bring it up.
Because I'm picturing this like, you know, they kind of try and shape it into some football shape and rack it, put a bunch of duct tape around it and spray paint the fucking thing.
Yeah, the picture I saw looked actually quite real.
Or was it a pretty legit job like they did in Blow?
I'd say it's pretty legit.
Little figurines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are we importing weed from Mexico?
Right.
Why are we doing that? Who wants people to smoke job. That shit?
Yeah, it's got paraquat on it.
Yeah.
Paraquat.
Well, that's okay.
I always thought that was a delicious fruit.
Don't wash your vegetables and smoke a lot of weed. That's my advice.
Nice.
What about the continuing adventures of our first fully legal state, Denver?
Denver.
Denver.
The state of
the
Denver.
City. The state of Denver.
Oops. Marijuana fixed a memory.
Anyway. Well, you know, there was one. It wasn't even a story, actually. This was on the Denver Post. It was a short sentence that they put on their page that just said, "No Colorado marijuana stores selling to minors." The police did an investigation, found absolutely no minors getting their hands on
the pot. Oh, so they're handling their shit like they're supposed to.
So,
right.
They're exactly.
Well, I told you, man.
They're not fucking it up for the rest of us.
Every store I went into, they were checking IDs.
Right. So that's good news. And they're handling their shit, so the rest of the nation will soon be able to enjoy.
And a lot of them were taking it too. You know, there was scanners, or there was black lights, or there was, we're fucking taking a picture of it and putting it in a database. Like, it was like, you know, some of these stoners weren't fucking around. It was like, we want to make sure, but they are doing it right. They're crossing T's, they're dotting I's. They got middle fingers straight up at Washington. Going, fuck you, this is how it can work. And at the end of the year, when the governor of Colorado is swimming around in money like Scrooge McDuck.
I don't think that's how it works, but I'm sure he's getting his cut.
What's my other theory of when there's 24 karat gold plated sinks in the Colorado legislature?
I'm just pointing out that he would break his neck if he tried to dive into those coins.
like what Peter Griffin did. It's not a liquid.
Yeah.
The other thing that I thought was kind of cool they're doing in Denver and in, what's the fort place?
It's Fort Collins, Colorado.
Fort Collins, Colorado? Is that the one that they're legalized? I thought there was another one.
You said Fort Texas, but I really think it's Fort Collins.
What's Fort Texas?
You said it in the last podcast. I don't know. We get high.
Did I make that place up?
Hey, no, this show is called The Weedsman. We do.
I think I made that place up.
We are getting high while we do this, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
I am professional.
Are you about to get two? You are.
Marijuana fixed a memory.
Let's smoke this.
Got to keep a fucking tote board.
Well, they're doing a series of it's even hard to say this.
Chronic?
Chromic-Con. Combination of chronic and comic. So it's a Chromic-Con.
Who the fuck named this? Who's the asshole?
Nerds who get high. They're doing like a Comic-Con where, you know, people
Chromnick?
Get dressed up.
Chromnick is easier to say than Chromic.
What's a Chromnick?
Yeah, Chromnick.
Chromnick would be easier
Walter
to say.
Walter Chromnick?
Than
Anyway.
Why don't you say weed and comic books? We're all consenting adults. Weed and comic books.
Snappy name.
Yeah.
So in Colorado, you get high and you fuck.
You can go there and you can experience people who are dressed up as comic book characters and really high, or in other words, a comic book convention.
It's another excuse for women to dress slutty. Let's just call
good
it.
Good for the furries. Yeah. They need their freedoms too.
You want to have sex with a 300-pound Sailor Moon? You go right ahead. That's in the Big Bang Theory. That's not my idea. But see, you left. When in the right context, some of those things are funny.
Yeah, but their characters are so ridiculously exaggerated.
Dude, it's TV. It's network TV. There's very few things
on
network
TV. This is the golden age of TV.
I view network TV like going to McDonald's. The good shit's on cable, you know, as far as any. But I view network TV as getting an order of fries and a Big Mac. You're there to eat. You're not there for the nutrition. I don't know. I view TV as the idiot box. When I'm watching TV, I'm not trying to think.
I do watch a lot of TV passively. Mostly that's why I watch a lot of riff tracks. Yeah. They're movies that I've seen before.
Dude, you
that's
do. Entertaining. You love I do. That. I you do. Love that.
But riff tracks.
It's good yeah. stoner shit. It's
I've
good
been
stoner
on a,
TV,
I've been
though.
On a tear. I mean, I'm running out of
If you guys don't
watch.
Know what riff tracks is, though, for those of us who are old, like me and Aaron and Rob, there's yep. a show called Mystery Science Theater 3000.
And I went through show. A tear last year on them. I watched, like, every episode from season one to season seven.
It was on 20 years ago. It either started on Comedy Central and ended on Sci-Fi, or started on Sci-Fi and ended on Comedy Central. I don't
I think
remember
it was
which.
Comedy Central first, I thought.
And it was what it was. It was a guy, and he was on a.
Well, it was Mike Nelson was one of the writers. He ended up hosting.
No, but what was the premise
last
of the show? It was a janitor who was banned to this planet in outer space where he watched bad movies with these two robots.
I think you got to start like that's a minor part of it. Let's start with the main premise of it is they watch bad movies and they comment on them. And they're funny.
Yes.
But yeah, there was the plot that kind of got them in the situation was him being shot into space and being forced by a mad scientist to watch movies. This makes no sense.
Right.
People listening to this who have no idea what they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to check that out right now.
Right.
No, if you like B-movies and you have a nerdy sense of humor and you like references to like 80s and 70s sitcoms and TVs and movies and stuff, then you should check out both Mystery Science Theater 3000. And what they're doing with Riff Tracks. The cool thing about Riff Tracks, the newer one, is that yeah, there's the theme from Mystery Science Theater. That's Joel Hodgson singing.
Yeah, it's this season one.
Yeah. Joel Hodgson, he was in the first two or maybe three seasons, maybe just two, but he was a prop comic, so he would bring a lot of his a lot of the gags that they did in between and during their breaks were based on his props that he would make. I'm maybe somebody would consider me not a purist on this subject, but I am much more a fan of Mike Nelson. Mike Nelson,
get the fuck out of here. Joel is way better.
Mike Nelson is way. Mike Nelson, if you're listening out there. You are. Well, you're not the funniest.
Hey, about to do robot roll call. Hold up.
That was Crow. Robot. But you're still better than Joel. Let's face it.
Crow.
What?
But anyways,
I'm blanking on the guy who voices Crow, though. But he
Crow is Mike
is,
Nelson.
He is my. No. Mike Nelson is Mike Nelson. Mike Nelson is Mike.
Look him up.
Hey, you got a tablet too, motherfucker. But anyways, yeah, so we did all this. That Riff Tracks is the guys that did this later on the internet.
With Riff Tracks, yeah. With the old stuff, okay, with Mystery Science 3000, they would have to buy a license to the movie to rebroadcast it. So
yeah.
That's why they were getting like really bad B-movies that nobody really wanted anymore. The movies where, if you've ever seen any movies from the 50s where a radioactive bomb is tested and then all the crickets grow to like giant size.
Like Plan 9 from Outer Space.
That's another one. Yeah.
And Manos.
Yeah.
Hands of Fate.
The Hands of Fate?
I'm still going to do it. It's one of these Halloweens. I'm going to make that big hand.
oh, nice.
You know, when he stretches his arms out and you see the big hand appear, I want to do the Manos with it's just Freddie Mercury with that cape on.
Nice.
With the big hand cape. But anyway, with the newer stuff, they present an audio track that you can play along with films. So they're able to do, we watch Captain America and like all the Star Wars and X-Men films, and I watched Independence Day.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. They just do the audio track and they sync it with the movie,
yeah.
So they don't. They tell. They,
so they
basically tell
license.
You. They tell you to watch it with the movie, mm-hmm. So they can still.
It's like watching. It's like listening to Dark Side of the Moon and watching The Wizard of Oz. Only it makes sense and it's funny.
I think that's a stoner merit badge too. I think everybody's done that.
I have not.
Don't lie to me.
I have
fucking
not.
Lie to me.
What? I have not.
You were like in college when that shit started going around.
First of all, I was never in college. I don't know who you were getting your
But I mean, you were
from.
College.
When you were studying in college.
I lived near campus. That's
You were college age.
No, I never did. Have you done that, Rob? You know what we're talking about?
No.
You've never heard of this?
No.
You watched?
You've never heard of Dark Side of the Rainbow?
No.
Supposedly, if you start Dark Side of the Moon at the right time,
it's supposedly after the second. It's at the beginning of the last roar of the MGM lion.
Wait.
So you're trying to sync up a record with the movie?
You know what Dark Side of the Moon is, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you start it at the right time,
dude,
it syncs up.
Dude, you have to.
It syncs up with the movie in these weird ways that it's supposed to like finish, like complete the story or something like that. Oh, but then you have to like start it again.
No, it's only because I've seen it professionally done. No, it's only through the first. It's supposed to be only one playing of the album.
Yeah, but this originally started during a time when the only way you can get Dark Side was on an LP, and there was a certain part where you had to flip it.
No, see, because
I thought
this started happening in colleges in like the early 90s, and like it was with CDs. But that's too like fucking.
I think it goes back further.
Yeah, vinyl was still. Well, it wasn't alive and kicking, but it was still around. Now it's like hipster, you know, fucking novelty shit.
Now it's a whole wall of the basement that does nothing.
All right.
I have a ton of records.
Now, see,
are we listening to Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, what is this?
Well, no, it shouldn't be.
We're doing it backwards. Okay.
Well, no, it shouldn't be.
Rob, bring up a Pink Floyd documentary on your tablet.
Well, no, it
we'll see if we can sync these fuckers up.
I typed in Dark Side of the Rainbow.
I'm going to tell the untold story of Pink Floyed.
Might open the.
No, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be doing that. Let's try this.
And you were there. And you were there.
And you were there too.
And you went to the insane asylum.
Drugs are like that.
I'm just trying to give Rob good examples.
Like what?
Drugs are like that too.
This microphone?
No, because like the best
that microphone might break off and hit you in
money.
The forehead.
The track that really syncs up that makes people talk about it is Money. But here we go.
Isn't that where? Which part?
And the tornado too.
I thought it was the part where it goes color. Is that where the part where it goes color?
Yeah, it's Money when she opens the door to the fucking.
So
here we go.
I mean, okay.
Let me. I'm trying to find it here.
I've never done that, but I have watched television or flipped through the television and watched segments of television on acid and listened to music and with other people and just like things will sync up in just weird ways where somebody will move their mouth and it looks like they're singing something and you're just like, oh my God, did you catch that? But I mean, it just fucking happened.
Yeah, I need to see this.
Oh, here it goes.
We're gonna full screen this.
We don't have any audio of this, huh? Oh, there, I hear
it.
Yeah,
I hear a little bit.
Do I need to turn it up over here? But they're playing the. I thought you were supposed to mute the movie. It's got a bunch of writing over top of it, too. Let's see. The sound effects that opened Money began when Dorothy opens the front door and the movie shifts from black and white to color.
This is great radio, Rob, watching a video.
Had Pink Floyd intentionally created an alternative soundtrack for The Wizard of Oz?
Money!
What? Is that what people are actually surmising? That,
like, oh, yeah, man. You didn't know?
Hey, man. Trippy.
Okay.
Man.
There's going to be a part where the munchkins are dancing and it's to the tempo of this. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, okay.
Like,
can you just get over this movie already? Piece of shit. Sorry. Make
a it is time,
not.
It was crazy.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Okay, but during this time, it's completely useless. Maybe it's because I think I associate this movie with being forced to go to family events that I probably didn't want to as a kid. They always played it during holidays.
I used to watch it.
They used to play it on TV. Here comes Rob. This is the part where they start dancing and shit. Well, it's.
What are the munchkins supposed to start dancing? They would have started dancing already. Like,
no, that Follow the Yellow Brick Road song is about to start because she's telling her Follow the Yellow Brick Road. Keep in mind, this is like fucking like a 64 bar solo too.
Oh, Okay.
The midgets are surrounding her.
So I'm about to attack.
Rather than being an obvious soundtrack to the film, the coincidental events between Dark Side of the Moon and The Wizard of Oz are superficial and distributed randomly throughout the album and film. Yeah. This video that we're watching here is just discrediting this whole concept of them writing Dark Side of the Moon.
I'm just trying to show Rob
as an alternate soundtrack.
I see what you're trying to go with.
I'm not seeing any of this coincidence.
I'm not seeing any coincidence.
Oh, wait, is this midget about to get down? There they go. Oh, yeah. It was Nick Mason hitting that ride cymbal that got him going.
Nice. Yep, loosen them all up. Hell yeah, it's like one big mosh pit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're gonna bounce them, dude. Yeah,
they're all like doing the little.
Oh, here comes the horse.
Dance in a circle. I tell you, this is a shit ton more entertaining than just watching Wizard of Oz on its own.
There's also a bar. I think I skipped over it. Or maybe it's right here.
And they all stopped dancing when that.
Oh, no, when he says.
It was all sequenced.
When he says goody good bullshit. I think he's either about to or he already said it. I think that's when she shows up. No, yeah, it was earlier. When he says goody good bullshit is when the good witch shows up, supposedly. Like, it's all a bunch of just weird.
Yeah. It's like coincidences.
It's an entertaining stoner coincidence. And I've done it like 1,000 times. Like I said, when I worked in radio,
that was a thing?
We even sponsored a light show that came in. And it was a cover band that played Dark Side while this ran behind it.
So that seems entertaining. Yeah, but bullshit on that myth.
How did we get there?
I don't believe that.
I mean, I know we're smoking a bunch of pot. But how did we even get
there? I think there's more subjects like this that we could tackle. That's like a... That's a stoner myth, right?
Yeah, stoner myth.
Stoner myth? Anyone?
Stoner myth.
Hey, if you got a stoner myth, at TheWeedsman420 on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Great idea.
Or TheWeedsman podcast at ChristopherMedia.net.
Any myth. Anything.
TheWeedsman podcast at ChristopherMedia.net. Email it there.
Yeah, because we already determined there's no stoner games that people play.
Right.
And that's podcast with a T. And no one really responded. I'm telling you, man. I heard that shit today. You could totally just replace hitting your shit with taking a shot.
Oh, sure. You can adapt any game, any drinking game. Well, except for maybe the one where they throw the ping pong ball cups.
Right.
Beer pong,
yeah.
It'd have like a certain amount of weed in each bottom of a cup. You can pour it into a bowl and
end up spilling.
No, you could just do it with water, and when you get the thing,
fuck that.
And when you get it in the water, you gotta clear out your bowl. I mean, you're gonna need a lot. I mean, it's like anything else. You need a lot of beer. Like, you plow through fucking.
I can't imagine beer when you play beer pong. Game, though.
But you need you probably need a quarter to do weed pong because you're gonna have to just keep clearing your shit out. But you know what? Any weed game would only go about halfway in because you would say fuck it. You would roll like most owners.
Sit down
halfway in, be super high, and go. Fuck this.
Yeah, let's stop.
You know, you'd end up eating Doritos.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Delicious.
I would never finish that game.
At Taco Bell? No.
Taco Bell.
That's my go-to for talking about munchies. We need to get someone to sponsor us for munchies.
Doritos.
We're not in a legal weed state, so...
Nope.
We get a munchie sponsor?
I don't know about that one.
I don't think Frito-Lay is going to be returning our calls. Or Better Made, that's what we'd go for around here.
Better Made, we're in Detroit.
I don't know. That's not a national thing, is it? Better Made?
No, they're distributed nationally.
Are they?
They're just from here. You can't get them everywhere. What you see them?
I think they can order it.
Fuck yeah, America. That's a Detroit chip you're eating.
Yeah.
What about Faygo? Is that nationally?
No, I don't think... Faygo's limited in their distribution.
Yes and no. The Juggalos have brought Faygo. to everywhere, the mainstream, right? Sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw an article yesterday on the internet on Mashable.com. Mashable's out of fucking Britain, I believe. Faygo was in the title of the article because they were talking about there was some kind of Supreme Court decision with the Juggalos in the past week.
Yeah, so Better Maid's looking at...
What the fuck?
I don't know. Oh my god.
That's three.
That is three.
Bob, I was gonna say Better Maid's looking at Bob Seger. You're like, you're an asshole. Wait, you couldn't
Bob Seger.
Bob Seger. Yeah.
What? Bob Seger heads up the Juggalos.
Yeah.
No. You couldn't slip in some like barbecue chips into one of your song lyrics or something.
Had some Better Maid chips.
Look out for Detroit industry, like Better Maid chips.
Sing about the Better Maid.
Like a chip
off a block.
Like a barbecue chip.
Yeah. Chip off a block.
Better Maid never tasted so good.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, it's time to take a break.
Well, you know what we didn't do last time is discuss what we were smoking. I think I mentioned that we were smoking sour diesel or some kind of strain of sour diesel. As close as we can figure out.
And what does Leafly tell us?
Leafly, it's a sativa, first of all, at least according to the main classification.
Isn't it a hybrid?
There's a lot of controversy over that. It's classified, it seems to be... classified as sativa because of the qualities that you get from it, not so much the history of the plant itself. Well, and Leafly, it says sour diesel descends from ChemDog 91 Northern Lights and an unknown skunk phenotype. So, but yeah, this is exactly. But what I do agree with is how they rate this, which is a very upbeat, kind of happy. I mean, I did take a nap earlier, but I don't blame the weed on that.
No, it's because you are a night owl.
Yeah, I was up all night and then got up early. Go to a mosque today. That's what I did.
Oh, what?
Oh, wow.
I went to, not for any religious reason. They're paying me. Oh, no, but sound installation, setting up their sound system. They got my number from a friend, and I walked in there. I was like, yeah, I set this up originally, so it worked out. But I definitely agree, though. It's not the couch lock type of weed. It's definitely an upbeat, creative type of stuff that I feel like I could write a song on, or at least read on, read a book or a comic book, or not just zone out on something.
Yeah, sometimes you need that. You can't just be all the time couch locked.
I love couch lock. It's my favorite.
There's a time and place for everything. There's certainly a time to be locked into the couch. That was me earlier for about 2 hours.
It's all the time.
Humid weather that knocks me on my ass, so.
It's very tasty, though.
Yeah, that's one of the qualities of sour diesel. It's definitely its distinct taste and smell. Diesel-y kind of smell, hence the name.
What'd you go to, weed college?
No, our friends at Leafly help us.
They make us sound like we went to weed college.
That's right.
Thank you again for the t-shirt, Leafly, for like the fourth time. Thank you for favoriting our tweets.
Oh, there's a
and
bowl
stuff.
Here, too.
Yeah, there's... Yeah. The smoke pussy's got something in it, too.
Smoke pussy.
Smoke pussy.
We gotta place a picture of the smoke pussy online somewhere so people can see what it looks like.
Post a pic?
Yeah.
So, in my research for today's show...
Research, huh? Is that what we're calling it?
Well, my actual research that I did today. Well, it's interesting because we've talked before about... how it seems like there's a tide turning here. There's the perception of weed is not as evil as it used to be.
No, we brought it up before. Right. It's now the majority favors legalization.
Right. I don't know if it's so much that the tide is turning for marijuana or if it's just more polarizing and more people are willing to come out in favor of it. But it seems like as many stories as you hear about reasonable people coming out in favor of it, there's still unreasonable people out. There's just many unreasonable people out there still treating it like
whatever's keeping me out of court.
Right.
Whatever way they want to view it.
Well, on marijuana.com, one of my favorite sites to visit for this type of news, they gathered some information. This is Tom Angel. He put up an editorial about different conservatives in the media who are quoted as saying positive or at least not negative things about marijuana. Glenn Beck is one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
What is... I think he's a nut. I think he's a whack job. And And I have conservative tendencies, is from what I keep hearing.
He is out there. I think he's more of the conspiracy theory type, really, than anything. So, I mean, take that for what it is. Take it with a whole lot of salt. His quote was, "I think it's about time we legalize marijuana." Probably just looking,
I wouldn't say that's a negative statement.
Right.
Yeah. And he's probably just looking at it from a financial standpoint, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They all love cash.
Well, that's what's going to help turn the tide.
DR, conservative, liberal, red, blue. They all love green.
Oh, yeah.
See what I did there? Still haven't downloaded a rim shot.
You know who Rick Perry is? He's the governor of Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, Texas has come up before, too, and not exactly the most forward-thinking on this one. But
we'll talk about that later.
Rick Perry said, if you want to go somewhere where you can smoke medicinal weed, then you ought to be able to do that. In favor of medical marijuana, great.
Hey, for Texas, that's a super progressive statement for Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't even know who this person is. Number three, Michelle Melkin, conservative columnist. We're just going to skip her. Do you know who David Koch is? The Koch brothers? The Koch brothers are the guys who fund, they fund political races, conservative candidates and races all over the country, and were major backers of the people who ran under the Tea Party platform in recent years. These guys are billionaires. But he said, I have friends who smoke pot. It's ridiculous to treat them as criminals.
Just trying to help out the situation. Yeah. I mean, I don't see any harm in that.
Potheads are not criminals. I hate to sound like a broken record or reiterating a message that, you know, seems to be around, but they're not.
Exactly.
Now, some potheads are criminals, but not all.
Right. Some alcoholics are criminals.
Yeah.
Yep.
Some people who just enjoy alcohol every once in a while are criminals.
Some people steal
Most of them are not.
Yep.
Prescription. I said prescription. Some people steal prescription drugs.
I think this is the one that threw me for a loop the most, though. The last one that he quotes on this list here is Pat Robertson.
No! Jesus getting in on the action.
Oh.
What does Jesus have to say? Or Jesus' messenger, sorry.
Well, Jesus'
sentinel.
His sentinel.
Apparently, God appeared to Pat Robertson and said, no. His quote is, we should treat marijuana the way we treat beverage alcohol. I've never used marijuana. You got the accent just starts coming out.
Yeah.
But this war on drugs just hasn't succeeded. It's interesting that
I'm sure I could find audio to refute everything he just said right now because the internet has everything.
Wait a minute.
It's a step in the right direction for him.
That he never used marijuana?
No, that
you think he has?
No, just I mean I'm sure I come up with 100 actualities that would state the complete opposite of
what
he just said.
That the war on drugs is you think the
No, I'm sure
he's saying the
I'm
war
sure,
on drugs has not succeeded.
No, but
is that the point
correct.
You're taking?
I'm just saying,
they're all lining up
in the
front of me.
Age of the internet, I'm willing to bet there's something out there from the 700 Club from the late 80s where him, you know, that's one thing about this show is my brain always breaks down halfway through.
Wait, the 700 Club?
Of him,
you mean?
Of him championing. No, I was looking for a word and I lost it. I'm sure there's footage of him from the late 80s, 700 Club, championing the war on drugs and, you know, calling Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan, you know.
Right.
Oh, well, no, of course. Yeah.
I was just making a stoner observation.
No doubt. Oh, I didn't get that that's what you were referring to.
Yes.
Right. This is a complete turnaround for him. That's why it's surprising. Not just because he's conservative, because he is a major religious figure. Yeah, that seems like a complete 180 from his previous statements. At the end of the day, most of this is just logic winning over. The same thing with David Koch. The same thing, I'm sure, with Glenn Beck, with Rick Perry. Before, they understood that this was not some sort of sin, not something that should be punished, but they also understood they couldn't just come out and say that because nobody would watch their show or vote for them.
Doesn't the idea of making nature against the law seem to you a bit paranoid?
What are we listening to?
Bill Hicks.
Nature against the fucking law. Grows everywhere, serves 1,000 different functions, all of them positive. To make marijuana against law is like saying God made a mistake.
Okay.
Just bringing
you know
in
what
a...
I mean? It's like God on the
side. I mean, yeah, if I believed in God at all.
There it is, my creation. Perfect and holy and always.
Just brought up Pat Robertson.
Now I can rest. Oh my me. I left fucking pot everywhere.
Now I'm going to smoke this one.
There you go.
Never smoked that joint on the third day. That was the day I created possums.
Nice.
Still gives me a chuckle.
I'm surprised you didn't go with the platypus on that one.
That's going to give humans the impression they're supposed to use it. Now I have to create Republicans.
Heyo.
I can't keep up with this. I'm the bottleneck of the weed smoking over here.
That was Bill Hicks. That was one of the things I heard in my formative years. Because I was brought up Catholic.
Makes a lot of sense.
And, yeah. You know, I heard that and I was like, you know, for everything that I was taught, that makes fucking sense.
Yeah.
We're saying, whoops, made a mistake. Nope. That's illegal.
Right.
You know, people can be like, well, cocaine is naturally... No. You gotta process. You have to man-make cocaine.
Yeah, you just can't go to a coca plant and start chewing the leaves. But, you know.
No, like pot, you have to dry it out and smoke it. The end. So if you believe in the invisible man in the sky theory, that's like saying he made a mistake.
Yeah, I still believe in evolution. Which, I mean, like the evolution of the pot plant, it's some people theorize that it was original. I mean, there are toxic plants out there, and the idea is that animals eat them, they get sick, they don't go back and eat them again. And that helps the survival of the plant. There's belief that any plant that has drug-like capabilities is just a bastardization of the poison that it was supposed to be originally.
Getting drunk is a controlled poisoning of yourself.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so
you're poisoning your liver. So
yeah, know. Anytime you're altered, it's a controlled poisoning, basically.
Right. Well, back to my other point. As many stories as I read about conservatives and people that you wouldn't normally associate with more liberal thoughts like smoking pot. As many stories as you read of people like that changing their mind, there's just as many stories that you read about. Mostly this is law enforcement that seems to be doubling down on them.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about this. Well, here comes Texas again.
Yeah.
Kid was selling pot brownies and he's facing federal time or something. Like hardcore and he's not even 18.
Okay. So you move any significant amount of drugs, you have to be sentenced under whatever that federal drug act that classifies drugs. When we were talking about Schedule 1 drugs,
mm-hmm.
right? And I don't even know what a Schedule 2 drug is. Because he used the hash oil to make the brownies and wasn't just selling marijuana, he was selling it as brownies, they are able to weigh out all the ingredients that contributed to the delivery of that drug. And so he moved a pound and a half of brownies, which, you know, isn't a lot of right. drugs in general. I don't know how you classify drugs, but that's not a lot of drugs. I mean, it's a lot of drugs for a party, but
yeah,
you know, the kid was not making millions off of this thing. But they are able to prosecute him the same way as if he had a pound and a half of coke, pound and a half of heroin, just by weight. If you read the law, it is by weight. A Schedule 1 drug is, if you have a certain amount of weight on you, that's how you determine their sentence. And it's a minimum 5 years, maximum lifetime sentence for this kid that he's looking at.
Can I derail us real quick?
Yeah, well,
just
what's up?
Because it's you said Schedule 1. You said, what is a Schedule 2?
We have information.
Oh, here we go.
We have the internet.
Yes.
Lots of internet.
We don't have to wait for people to respond to us and say, hey, idiot, look something up every once in a while.
Yeah. Right. I'm on justice.gov. I'm on the fucking DEA's website.
Uh-oh.
All right, any shot in the darks here? What you think Schedule 2s are?
Opium. I mean, this is just illegal.
When I read you what Schedule 1 and Schedule 2 are, you're going to go, what the fuck?
Well, let's go. I know what Schedule 1 is.
Let's make a game out of this.
Because Schedule 1 is like everything.
Do you? Oh,
heroin,
no.
Right? Heroin is Schedule 1.
Correct.
Cocaine?
No.
Okay. Mushrooms. I said this yesterday, too.
No.
I had a list.
Mescaline.
No. Wait, what? My information was wrong, then?
What about mescaline?
I give up, then. Heroin?
No.
Acid?
Yes.
Acid and heroin so far on Schedule 1.
Yes. Well, we know pot.
And pot. Yeah, yeah, pot's a Schedule 1.
I brought this up.
Okay.
Codeine.
I don't know.
No.
Opium? Where's
no.
opium? Well, okay, I give up. Uncle.
All right, the rest of Schedule 1. Schedule 1. Heroin, lysergic acid, LSD. Not even trying to say the D.
Right.
Marijuana.
Okay.
Cannabis. Ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
Methaqualone, which I'm guessing is a quaalude.
Methaqualone?
It says Methaqualone.
What?
And peyote.
Peyote.
I ate too much peyote.
Those are Schedule 1. Schedule 1 drugs, substances, or chemicals are defined as drugs with no currently accepted medical use and high potential for abuse. Schedule 1 drugs are the most dangerous drugs of all drug schedules with potentially severe psychological or physical dependence.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Now, Schedule 2 drugs, substances, or chemicals are defined as drugs with a high potential for abuse, less abuse potential than Schedule 1 drugs with use potential potentially leading to severe psychological or physical dependence. These drugs are also considered dangerous. So, it basically just said Schedule 2 is a little less dangerous than Schedule 1, right? Basically, that's what that just said.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a step down.
All right, you want the list?
Yeah. I want the list.
Because you're gonna laugh your balls off when I read this list.
Let me rip this bong first, then.
Let's take a hit first. We're leaving you hanging on the other side of the mic.
No.
Good. It's what we're supposed to fucking do. You're supposed to go, God damn it, give me a list!
It could be
a commercial. We're just doing a bong rip, so shut the fuck up.
I keep trying to apply logic to this.
All right, Schedule 2 drugs.
Doesn't apply.
Remember, these are less dangerous than heroin, LSD, marijuana, coffee, ecstasy, a Quaalude, and a peyote button.
Yes.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
Methamphetamine. Methadone.
Wow. Diluted?
Hydromorphone. It says hydromorphone. D-I-L-A-U-D-I-D.
Diluted?
Yeah. There we go. Demerol.
Oh, wow.
Oxycodone.
Jesus Christ.
Fentanyl. Dexedrine. Adderall. And Ritalin. Pot is more dangerous than everything I just read, according to the federal government. What the fuck is wrong with them?
Wow. That's messed up.
When was this law?
Do they do any scientific reason?
Right.
Do you just yank a guy off the street and feed him full of these drugs and see what the fucking reactions are? Do you do anything like that? Like, I don't understand it. Like, who is doing this research?
Well, there are a lot of people who believe that that's racially motivated. They wanted to keep weed a Schedule 1 drug because, let's look at some of the reasons why cops want to keep weed illegal. It's not about safety.
Let's go back to the kid in Texas, though, real quick. I derailed us.
I mean, we'll find out. I'm going to follow this story.
Oh, that's all you really had to say is he's being, they're acting like he had a pound and a half of pot.
That's what he's facing. Yeah, he's
facing. Okay, he hasn't been charged yet.
He had a pound and a half of drugs, which are, you know, in brownie form, and they are treating it like he had a pound and a half of any other Schedule 1 drug. So I guess it wouldn't be the same as cocaine. Like, it would be, like, heroin would be another Schedule 1 drug. He's facing the same sentencing as if he moved a pound and a half of heroin.
That's crazy. For hash oil brownies. What the fuck is wrong?
He might as well.
The people in Texas.
He would have been better off moving a pound and a half of heroin because he could have afforded a better lawyer to get him out of this.
Right. Pound and a half of cocaine, he'd at least have like a million bucks.
Right. Yeah. Okay, give me more money. Okay, I'll do 5 years and then I'll just retire when I get out.
Right.
For Trivial Pursuit purposes, there are Schedule 3, there's Schedule 4, there's Schedule 5.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
Schedule 5 is coffee. No, wait. Cough preparations with less than 200 milligrams of codeine per 100 milliliters. Robitussin. Robitussin's a Schedule 5 drug. Well, Robitussin with codeine in is Schedule codeine. 5. Schedule 4, Xanax, Soma, Darvin, Darvocet, Valium, Ativan, Taulin, Ambien.
Still. I mean, people abuse the fuck out of
those
drugs. Yeah.
I mean, I abuse the fuck out of some marijuana, but I think I'm...
Yeah, but it doesn't fuck you up like you do when you have
Schedule 3 combination
not
products.
Passing out behind the wheel or something.
Right.
Schedule 3 combination products with less than 15 milligrams of hydrocodone.
You see on TV, I mean, they have so many bad, you know, like side effects.
So Schedule 3 is Vicodin, Tylenol with codeine, ketamine, anabolic steroids, and testosterone.
Ketamine goes down to 3. Hey, where does they have did I miss GHB? Where did GHB fall in on there? I'm just wondering.
Oh, that's Schedule Rape.
It's not just for date rape
anymore.
THP, it's not just for date rape anymore.
I
was telling Rob about this. I've done it before. If you don't drink any alcohol and you just like do a shot of it, it tastes like it was wringed out of somebody's like workout shirt, and it makes you feel like you're drunk for about 2 hours. Like you just like chugged a six pack, and after that 2 hours, you're sober again. No hangover, no nothing.
But it's just interesting. We do a show about pot, I've never looked up this before, and this blows my mind.
Oh wait, I got to put a disclaimer in there. It is dangerous. You drink enough of it, you'll dehydrate, you'll die. Don't fuck around with it, but, you know, it's not just a date rape drug. I didn't want to feel responsible if somebody was like, some guy on a podcast told me to drink GHB and said it was all right.
Yeah,
said it was just like getting drunk.
Yeah. What is Schedule 2 and what is Schedule 1 blows my mind.
Keeping it a Schedule 1 drug, keeping it a high priority drug is in the best interest of the police.
You're telling me meth,
it's not
oxycodone, are less dangerous than pot? You are out of your fucking mind.
Yeah, but there's higher percentage of brown and black people doing this drug, and so we keep it Schedule 1 and we can, you know, prosecute these people better.
Convictions.
And speaking you know, we as the government, not me or us, prosecuting anyone.
Raising right. funds, well, I guess, huh?
No, but that's...
That's how buildings get built.
On cannabisnews.com.
But, I mean, if your goal Hold is on. Fundraising, you can't be poor and do cocaine.
Fundraising?
Yeah, if you're gonna fundraise by having marijuana as a Schedule 1 narcotic, why do you have cocaine?
It's not about fundraising. No, let me get to this. Okay, there's a number of reasons why the cops would want to keep marijuana Schedule 1 or keep it illegal. The gateway drug thing, like, okay, if you want to believe that, I guess. That's one of the major reasons. But most of it is not about, you know, worrying about somebody's safety. It's about catching the drug dealer who's selling marijuana and heroin and cocaine and other drugs that they want to get their hands on, and they're not so concerned about the marijuana.
Hey, by the way, we'd like to welcome back Mikey B.
Oh.
Back in this guy in the couch what position, up, at least for this segment. Sorry.
And I guess, you know, it does come down to money too, but not in the... Some of it is, you know, just the nickel and dime in the taxpayer with the bullshit tickets, but it's also about federal funding. Police forces in major cities get a lot of federal funding to help fight specifically drug crime in their areas. And if they're taking, you know, this drug and making it legal, then they can make the case that, well, you don't need all this funding to control this now. It's not illegal anymore. You don't have a pot problem anymore. You have a pot business in your area.
I bet that would be a huge cut in funds.
Well, they'll make it up by continuing to pull over people with Colorado license plates, which is something that's happening out there.
Really? Are they being profiled outside of Colorado?
Well,
as soon as they hit like the Nevada border, it's like, woo!
Absolutely.
That's a bunch of crap.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because there's, well, as soon as, if you buy pot in Colorado, and as soon as you take it over state lines, you are doing something illegal.
Correct.
And they are there ready to catch you, no doubt.
I took it over state lines in my stomach when I came back from Denver. So technically, until I pooped, I was breaking the law. You're welcome for that visual.
You know what we should do as a segment? Can we just do like dumbest stoner? We gotta come up with, it's gotta be like a...
Oh, good God.
We gotta come up with a better name than that, but you know, the guys who are giving the rest of us casual pot smokers a bad name.
The You're Not Helping Award.
Yeah. Right. So, keeping the cause of not helping.
This is from the Denver Post, and I'm just gonna
God
read...
God damn it.
All
right.
I'm just gonna read from this because...
One strike against it already. Look where it's from. It's from Colorado.
Straight from the source.
Right. I'm just gonna tell you what this says here, because I can't even, like, this story is ridiculous. Authorities say a Connecticut man who told his probation officer he wasn't foolish enough to bring drugs into a courthouse had been hiding 19 bags of pot in his left sock.
Oh, my God.
So first of all, what size shoe is this man? Size 18?
It's like a tube
19
sock.
Bags?
Are they sure it wasn't a fake leg?
Were they grams? Were they little tiny bags?
I'm trying to think of like 19 grams.
Little jeweler bags?
That's what?
Like
that's
the button bags your suit buttons come
that's
in?
That's still not even an ounce. But still, that's a lot of weed to stick in your sock. Yeah. Well, so this guy was from Connecticut.
It's a shack?
I found this on the Denver Post. The guy is from Connecticut. This isn't going down in Denver, but Darren Shelley had a hearing Monday.
Okay, we'll take the strike away then. He's from Connecticut.
In Stamford Superior Court on a charge of possession with intent to sell. Let's see, the man reeked of marijuana.
Yeah, he's got 19 bags in his fucking sock.
When asked about it, Shelley allegedly said he was not a fool, quote, and, quote, did not bring drugs into the court. But the officer says a pat down revealed bags of pot.
You have smoked yourself retarded.
I agree.
What? There was nothing else you could do with it? You had to bring it in
just
with
leave it
you?
At home.
You
Words escape me for the stupidity.
Maybe he wanted to go back to jail. Maybe he's just one of those guys that feels more at home in the system.
He's getting evicted. Right. Needed a place to stay. I know what I'll do.
Three hots and a cot.
Guys in the evidence room had a fucking party.
Oh hell yeah.
It's a good thing this happened on a Friday. We're set for the weekend. Hey, a Maryland woman found some marijuana in an order of fries. Let's see what this
man,
says.
Man, this story again. What? This happens all over the nation all the time.
Why can't it happen to me?
Well, this apparently happened. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. What? I wouldn't be like, oh my God.
Where McDonald's? Okay, what McDonald's is this? Apparently we gotta go to Maryland.
It's the same fucking story. You gotta go through and order like double extra pickle or something stupid.
And well,
then,
let's see.
And then after 2 weeks, the manager goes, why the fuck is everybody ordering double extra pickle on their burgers?
Let me get that quarter
and
pound.
Only when Cindy's on drive through.
I have a
extra
story.
Onion, two pickles, two.
Easy, off the mic.
two pickles.
This is from NBCWashington.com. A Maryland woman found a little something extra in her fries after taking a trip to local Sonic restaurant this week. Okay, so Sonic, let's mental note, guys. Reaching the bag for her own food, she found a small bag of what appeared to be marijuana in her fries. I keep thinking, what if my kids had eaten it? Well, it was a bag of marijuana for starters.
What if they had eaten it?
It didn't look like an order of fries nor a hamburger, so I think you'd have been safe there,
if
lady.
If your kids ate it, that's on you, bitch. You gotta raise your kids better than that than to eat just any stray plant that happens to fall within their reach.
An employee who was later fired took responsibility for the marijuana, explaining that it must have fallen from her apron. You can't keep it in your pocket like a normal human being?
Maybe she actually wasn't. Maybe this wasn't a case of, like, she was selling through the drive-thru and got caught. I don't know why you'd have it on you.
McFarland got a new meal and was refunded her money.
That's what they gave.
The Frederick County Sheriff's Office has the marijuana as evidence, but it's not clear whether the employer will be charged.
Not sure if this is marijuana. I'm going to have to hold on to it for a while.
Yeah. We're going to have to do some research. Oh, here. This sounds kind of neat. KTLA.com. Medical marijuana farmers market to debut in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I read about that.
Nice.
But, well, actually, no. I'm sorry. I read the headline. So how does a farmers market work? Is this...
It's scheduled for 4th of July weekend. So, hey, kids, you want to go to... You make travel plans. Well, let's see. By the time we'll be hearing this... Hey,
what is it?
Tomorrow.
Is it just like a bunch of people who grow weed and they...
I'm reading here.
And they're selling it direct?
Fill time. Or are they... Like, talk. Be witty.
Exchanging that with each other? Or... I don't know. How would a farmer's market work for weed?
Put it in plastic bags and they sell it.
Up to 50 growers were expected to attend. It's in an outdoor venue, offering a wide range of products, including weed, edibles, and concentrates.
So it is actually just you go there and buy shit.
It's a bunch of dealers.
Yeah.
But
with their cars backed in, trunk pop. What do you want?
Okay, so
they get fanny packs.
I guess I'm not aware of Backpacks. Los Angeles' status with this drug. Are they...
It's being sponsored by a medical collective.
They have medical marijuana in LA.
It's all caregivers. Yeah, California is medical for sure. Mm. California, I believe, was the first medical state.
So you have to have
state.
A card to attend this, I'm sure.
The market is free, but it is not open to the public. Anybody who wanted to come will need to bring their medical marijuana recommendation and ID. When you come into the market, the first thing you're going to do is check in. 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., July 4th to July 6th, right now. Because, should we say happy birthday, America? Because this will be on the 4th of July. Oh, you have a t-shirt that actually says happy birthday, America. No shit. You're a large man. How'd I miss that? In my defense, this is a talk show where we smoke a whole bunch of cannabis. A lot of people say we are trying to do it for America.
For America.
That's what the guy who organized it says. Why are they doing it on the 4th of July weekend? Fast forward to stock footage of guy pouring pot out of mason jar into his hand.
I know this is kind of a tangent. I was just thinking about it. We come up with all these news stories, and these news stories are...
Oh, hey, wait.
Weed's not as dangerous or evil as you thought over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
This is all just a big...
Well, this
no
ties
doubt.
In nicely. And, this may involve your girl here, Michelle Leonhardt.
Defender of the truth.
The headline on this is DEA to FDA consider looser marijuana restrictions. That is definitely going the other way.
What was his name? The guy from the DEA.
WLTX. I'm guessing this is out of... D.C.
Yeah, this ties in with what we were talking about earlier. Them asking the FDA to reschedule it. Take it out of Schedule 1 classification.
A study reported by Bloomberg examining whether or not restrictions on medical marijuana should be relaxed, possibly downgrading it from a Schedule 1 drug. Deputy Director for the FDA's regulatory... This has got to be scintillating audio to listen to.
Yes.
Me skimming through a website story.
I love it.
There's two other guys that could be talking back and forth.
Yes, but I have nothing left.
Right.
So it's not your girl. It's her number two. Yeah, the number two person in DEA is telling the FDA, hey, maybe we should chill out. Maybe
this deserves more research to find out what the hell is really going on over there.
Synthetic marijuana use is increasing. Stop that shit, people. Don't smoke the fake shit. It's dumb. Uh-oh. Time Magazine. Six-Way Science says marijuana can hurt your health. This is going against what you led the top of the show with there, Chief.
Time Magazine.
Let's see what they have to say.
I'm sure it's going to be firmly based in research and fact.
With legalization taking place in Colorado and Washington State, more research will now be possible. For now, here is a tour of what has been documented so far about marijuana's negative effects.
Okay.
It can interfere with learning. Marijuana interferes with the brain's cannabinoid receptors, affecting the cognitive functions such as movement, memory, and emotional control. A recent small study, small study, says the two guys that sit next to me here at Time found that the impairment in working memory occurs immediately after marijuana use. No shit!
Oh, wait a minute. That's not even true. That is not even true. They've done studies that
subjects
shown
who received a higher dose of THC, marijuana's main active chemical, took significantly longer to complete immediate recall and mental calculation tasks. It slows you down, but it's no more than alcohol. Alcohol impairs you being a human.
It doesn't affect your memory, though, in the way that people think. Because they've actually done studies showing that people who are, like, not people who have never smoked pot, but people who are just occasional users, they had them study for a test while high. They did basically, like, a control group. So they had, like, a guy sober, studies for and takes a test. Guy high, studies for and takes a test. And then vice versa, too. Studies high and then takes test sober. Studies sober and takes test high. The guy who is a regular smoker and was smoking weed while he studied and then smoked weed while he was taking the test actually usually came out higher than anybody else because of the
study high, take test high.
But yeah,
smoke high is yours.
If you're gonna study high, make sure you take the test high.
Get high.
That's the point. But no, because it's they've done the same thing with music. If you play certain music while you're studying and you play it back when you are tested on the stuff that you studied, you're more likely to recall that information because you have associations in your brain. And that's how your brain operates. It's all on associations.
Man, that shit smell good as hell, dog. I'm Jamal.
Peace, Silas. So you trying to get something to bring them nerves down too, huh, bro?
Yeah, I figured if I study, huh?
Is this?
Get high scores.
Yeah.
Right.
You just talked over the punchline. He said, study high, take the test high, get higher scores. Just know I'm not leading this wrong with audio. You talked right over it, you son of a bitch. The number two. It can lead to dangerous driving.
Whoa.
Oh my god, my faith is shaking in pot. Oh. You're not supposed to drive on. No shit!
Yeah.
You're not supposed to drive if you take a couple beers either.
Okay. How is that news?
I'm not even gonna even read what's underneath it because we're gonna file that one under no shit.
Right.
Three, it may harm the developing brain. Okay, operative word already. It may. So it means they can't say it can or they can't say it can't. Although casual connection is yet to be found, studies show regular marijuana use once a week or more. Fuck. Well, that's us.
Right.
Can change the structure of the teenage brain.
I agree with that. Everything affects the teenage brain.
Yeah.
And marijuana will affect the teenage brain more. I can't speak from experience. I think I was 19 when I first smoked it, maybe 21 by the time I became a regular smoker. I believe that from the age of like 12 to 16, no kid should be experimenting with pot. I firmly believe that.
Right.
It still means nothing.
Researchers from Harvard School of Medicine and Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine surveyed a small group between the ages of 18 and 25 and noticed structural abnormalities in the brain, specifically in gray matter, the nucleus accumbens in the
what?
Dude, there's too many consonants next to each other in that word. It can make you panic. Number four.
Yeah.
Marijuana may alleviate anxiety for some. Me too. But for others, it can cause
first time. I think we talked about that the first episode.
Yeah, you said, you guys do this for fun?
Right.
Okay, again, but so what? Oh, we could go on and on about the side effects of alcohol.
Okay, but as long as I've been a stoner, I had like a panic attack. And it was more than just pot that triggered it. It was at a time in my life when like everything was piling up.
This is irritating. irresponsible use. Everything that we've talked about in this list is just irresponsible use. It's not any reason to make something illegal. Anything can be abused at the end of the day.
Number five, it can be addictive.
Yeah.
One in ten use. Anything can be addictive.
Yes.
Jerking off can be addictive.
Addicted to masturbating, sugar.
Pizza can be addictive.
Pizza.
Yep.
I know some females. That shoes can be addictive.
Couch.
Yeah.
Addicted to that fucker.
Yeah, dude. Couch is nice. Number six, it can stress your heart. Marijuana-related deaths are so rare as to be treated as mythological by marijuana boosters.
It can
stress. But a paper published this spring in Forensic Science International does describe the deaths of two healthy men ages 23 and 28 who experienced heart trouble after using marijuana.
Bullshit. Quote,
to our knowledge, these are the first cases of suspected fatal cannabis intoxications where full post-mortem investigations, including autopsy, toxicological, histological, immunohistochemical, and genetical examinations were carried out, the authors write. The authors surmise that the cardiovascular event were the result of increased heart rate that can happen in some pot smokers, particularly in the first hours after using marijuana. Nonetheless, the authors conclude that the absolute risk of cannabis-related cardiovascular effects can be considered to be low, as the baseline risk for most cannabis smokers is low and cannabis-induced changes are transient.
That's great. You use like two isolated facts and lots of really big words to prove nothing at all.
Well, one thing I did learn from this thing is we can now go around making wide claims and say that we did a small, we surveyed a small group.
The small group that I surveyed, which is every pot smoker I know, 100% non-fatality. I'm just saying.
So that, oh man, we gotta, it's it. We gotta wrap it up. Thank you for listening to The Weedsman. It's on ChristopherMedia.net along with lots of other things.
Like Toddzilla X.
Yeah, I was talking to him today.
Love it.
Metalhead Offensive.
Yes, Eminem Question Everything. Don't forget Unregimented. That drops every Monday. Weedsman every Friday. Start your weekend off right.
That's right.
That website again?
ChristopherMedia.net. Eminem and the Metalhead Offensive are coming out. They come out on Mondays. Todd's batting around Monday, Tuesday. It sounds like it's going to be Monday because he's going to give them to me on Sundays.
Nice.
You donate. Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, if you love it.
You can follow this show specifically at the Weedsman 420 on Twitter. We're looking for guests. We're looking for guest weeds.
We're looking for guests. I think I would like to say we're looking for what's your greatest like stoner moment story, like the guy earlier that brought the pot into court. I'm sure there's so many stories out there.
Right.
Share your stories with us and we'll share them on air.
Yeah, I got a good, you know what? I got a good story.
A little teaser for next week.
Uh-oh.
Well, yeah, we'll tell that on the next show. Which by the way, I guess we should happy 4th of July because that's when you'll be hearing this.
Happy birthday, America.
America. Right. Anything else, gentlemen? Or?
All good.
So, I guess, till then, stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.